I think one of the things that stands out in my memory in this year, when the year that I was on sabbatical and spent a year in retreat in Chivers, Ajahn K. Madanmal had been organizing. He did it over a period of years in many of the prisons in. Through England, he organized Buddha images to be brought into the prisons, and they created Buddha groves, corners of the prisons that had Buddha images and gardens, and not just large, probably like that size. Pretty much life-size images, sitting images, meditation postures, and had them put in place, and then they had ceremonies, and so I went along to one of the say consecration ceremonies, and we spent the day at the prison and sat meditation at the. Where it was set up, and met with prisoners, and they also, one of the things remember one of the prisoners saying, they saw us sitting meditation, and just the fact of somebody sitting still in the midst of the prison, quietly, had this incredible effect on. Because it's prisons in general are noisy, and you're always you can't really stop or slow down or be still. It's always this kind of agitation going on, whether it's on the prisoner side or the prison guard side. I mean, it's all very agitating. And then to see somebody just sitting still.